ISIS has also shown innovation in the digital space with their propaganda, and their online messages often use Islam as the basis for the group's brutality. Devout Muslims insist that's not a real reflection of their faith, but they also express frustration that many non-Muslims don't really get their religion either. So let me introduce you to someone who's taken up his own sort of musical counter-propaganda. Composer Mehmet Ali Sanlikol joins me. He lives here in Boston. Good to see you again.
Thank you, Marco. Great to be here.
So you sent me an email not long ago, and in it I could sense your frustration that many Americans weren't quite getting the wide diversity found in Islam. You wrote, "A stereotype seems to emerge. Radio programs and major newspaper articles mostly address veiled Muslim women and devout Muslims who follow the Sharia law. However, the cultural heritage of Islam is much more diverse." And one way you wanted to help, Mehmet, was through music. So let's start with a song. This is called "Whirl Around." So tell us what we're hearing.
Great. This is the emblem of the so-called whirling dervishes, the ney flute. And here it is now accompanied by the frame drum. But also, now you hear bass and guitar setting up a nice reggae beat. And here is my colleague Nadelka.
Oh, I walked alone on a lonely, empty road. So I walked alone, I did not know.
And now I'll bring the Turkish spice.
I didn't know why.
So as we listen to this, tell us how you want this music to help demystify Islam.
Well, it's important for, I think, Americans to understand that there is a great diversity in the many, many worlds of Islam. This music especially draws from the treasure of Islam called Sufism, the Islamic mysticism. Now, Marco, it'd be great if the audience has understood that Sufism has taken a little bit of a setback during the past 100 or 150 years. With the rise of a more conservative Islam, such as Wahhabism being one, Sufi culture in Islam, the Islamic mysticism and Rumi, great poets of Muslim poets of the past, provide artists like me with great inspiration. And through their poetry, through their literature, I can reach into reggae, I can reach into funk, I can reach into anything.
Mm. But if I whirl around, then I'd know.
So as a composer, musician, and teacher, you're able to do that, and a song like Whirl Around can explain stuff that can't be said in words, but are Americans generally open, do you find, to discovering new music when you say, hey, it's from the East, it's got Islamic roots?
Well, that's the problem. I think we need to help Americans, and we need to help Europeans, for that matter, to somehow provide them with a more richer in view of Islamic worlds. It's not even Islam, it's Muslims, and there are many worlds.
What do you think the vast majority of Muslims would say when they hear a song like Whirl Around and you've got like big band horns kind of coming up and it's exciting?
Well, it also depends on where you are. You know, it is true that if you're in a certain region of Pakistan, you may get a different kind of response. But hey, you know, in Istanbul, in Beirut, people are going to, you know, immediately start digging it.
Music from Mehmet Ali Sanlikol there. And do I hear a little Stevie Wonder influence too? That could be, knowing Mehmet. Mehmet Ali Sanlikol's new CD is called Resolution.